The Rights of Autumn. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next, an MHSAA perspective.
Scores, schedules, directions to schools, and so much more can be at your fingertips with the new MHSAA mobile app for your handheld device. Track your favorite teams, submit scores from games, check out blogs and other information with the free MHSAA mobile app, now available for the Android, iPhone, and BlackBerry. For more information, visit the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Doing a little summer cleaning in the office, I came across an article submitted 25 years ago by longtime Kalamazoo area radio broadcaster Dennis Cooley called The Rights of Autumn, which aptly described the tradition of high school football in our state. And as we get underway with a new gridiron season, and with just a little updating, we thought it was worth sharing with you. It began in the late 1800s when warriors wearing primitive uniforms fought for the pride of their town in a new sport, football. Today, this tradition continues in the little villages and the large cities throughout this grand nation of ours, as well as the Wolverine State. Michigan, the winter water wonderland, holds the brilliant hues of autumn, and this serves as the perfect backdrop as high school football takes center stage. Both peninsulas abound with young people working furiously and waiting patiently towards that first encounter of the season, when neighboring towns look to lay claim to supremacy on the gridiron for another year. The seemingly endless list of high school nicknames that has become the pride of the schools, Bulldogs and Eagles, Cougars and Blue Devils, Huskies and Speed Boys. The local heroes who wore those jerseys and whose names and accomplishments that have tumbled through the halls of time, in the locker room, and on display in the trophy case. It begins in the sweltering heat of August when a mother finds out what her kid means by two-a-days as she drives her young hopeful to practice. The drilling, conditioning, memorizing of plays and diagrams. A young person fighting against their best friend for that final spot on the varsity squad, knowing their friendship can resume only when practice is over. Being awarded that jersey that he thought was only for those big guys when he watched the game from the stands through the eyes of a youngster. The butterflies as the kickoff of the season opener is examined and anticipated over and over again in their minds. Then finally, after much delay, comes the first actual hit of the season, the crunching sound of shoulder pads crashing together near the midfield stripe and rising to knees after the blow, knowing now the campaign is underway. For those of us in Michigan, this is a special time. The combatants scratch, claw, and furiously work towards perfection on their team, in their conference, and the privilege to compete for all of the marbles under the big roof of Ford Field and the Superior Dome. Along the way, many visions and memories stir the emotion. Witnessing once again a classic rivalry between two small neighboring towns such as Plainwell and Otsego, battling once again for bragging rights amidst the capacity crowd. A young man in his senior year digging in for another goal line stand, but this time with the score tied, 25 seconds left on the clock. It's the marching band that seems to improve with every home game amidst the sounds of cowbells, horns, and the school's cannon. Watching a living legend like Harrington or Fracassa or Hofer or Flynn prowling the sidelines, gentlemen who have seen a lot from this game looking for one more win from their troops. Or seeing a proud parent given the opportunity to watch their child add yet another page to the school's history books, and the mist in their eyes as they stand with their kid on the field on Parents' Night. From Crystal Falls to Deckerville, from Constantine to Frankfort, and all the places we call home in our state, this truly has a special feeling, these rites of autumn. Thanks, Denny, and thanks for joining us today on MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.